Thank you, Deidre. Next up, we have Revolt, a revolutionary hip hop artist born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's down with socialism, anarchism, and environmentalism, and any other isms that support equality among people and the planet. In a time where many rap lyrics are filled with bigoted messages of woman-hating, homophobia, and mindless consumerism, Revolt is creating progressive rhymes for the people in their struggles. In an act of solidarity and to support for women's rights, he's written a rap specifically for this event. So without further ado, here is Revolt.
All right, how you guys doing out there? Yeah, coming out in the rain, that's hardcore, you know what I'm saying? So I got two raps for you. First one's a little bit serious, but a friend of mine dealing with a lot of this stuff, you know? And since it's a poverty issue. The choice issue is also a poverty issue. When you're in poverty, you can't always pay to raise a baby, you know? And a second rap's a little bit more light, a little bit more fun, so. All right, cue the beat up. Some technical difficulties. There we go. There's a sister I know, and her name is Kathy. Went to my high school, practically part of my family. I've known her for years, would take a bullet for her naturally. She met some fool in her place of employment, and he never respects her, and he's always annoying. I like to avoid him, and he can't pay the rent. Poor thing, never had a very good taste in men. I always thought it was mess, but I never knew why, until I found out the secret. It was one of surprise. Every day after school, she'd come home and cry, because her father was great with her, and her mom didn't try to stop him. She'd come up with intricate lies, and ever since then, Kathy never looks right. Now she's stuck with this new guy, despite an IUD, because she still got pregnant. So much for her dreams, she couldn't get an abortion because her mother would scream. It's against her religion, and so she married at 20. Now she's got no money, stuck in the heart of the ghetto, trying to make ends meet, forced to prematurely settle. Her future is bleak, and for the child she has, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's raised without a dad. It's so ridiculously sad to see anti-lifers today trying to perpetuate the same kind of mistake. Why don't you try a different flavor, like the sound of your voice, instead of echoing the church's stance on choice? You're like prepubescent boys with the way you make noise. Did you ever learn how the female body works? Or meet a mother that was knocked up by some jerk who took off to avoid child support? It hurts, and all that you're doing is making matters worse. Yo, you said you care for life first. Well, to that I agree. Let's go protest the war, rip down the penitentiary. I try to hand you a fire, but you're walking away from me, and I'll never see you giving to the poor on the street. So you'll have to pardon me if I'm a little confused, because there's a contradiction in your pro-life attitude. You're just out of tune with my sisters and brothers. Since when is it your business what happens under the covers? The uncomfortable truth I share for your benefit. These ain't trivial matters of a simple experiment. What you do is terrorism, a plot in the killer that takes a gun in his hand and strikes down Dr. Tilla, thinking you save souls when you take one away. Who said that you could play God? You can't solve nothing with hate. That's an insane mental state, and we're here to represent the voice of the voiceless. Not gonna pretend it's just a matter of opinion. Look at it from the fence. Freedom comes first, and I'm not fond of regrets. So we take a stand now for all the sisters like Kathy, cause this is democracy, and I'm tired of apathy. And actually being free is our greatest capacity to get rid of these tragedies and commit to love practically. So we stop imagining, and now we're the difference. You wanna take rights away? You're about to meet some resistance. Rest in peace, Dr. Britton, James Barrett, Shannon Lowey, all of the victims to anti-life killings. So got one more.
Tell me to stop.
All right, I'm like, it's for healthy.
All right.
misogynistic metaphors that others protest, because rap's been arrested. But didn't you notice this exploding sexism like shaking up sodas? Forget what they sold us, I won't stand for this. MCs the great women, all they think about is tits, like they didn't grow past sixth grade hormonal tricks. Wanna give you some tips, it's a line from the mic. If you got a good woman and you want it tonight, why don't you start off by a treating her right? Ask her what's on her mind, what kind of interest she has. Then you find out you both like blues and jazz, street art, poetry, and your feet in the sands. And then it's not so fast to get back to the mat, cause this lady's a gem and you want it to last. So stop being crass, cause it's getting you nowhere. Respecting your sisters, it's a simple affair. Yeah, we all like to stare at her beautiful body. Sexual fantasies being kinky and naughty, but don't just focus on the physical properties unless you're looking for a fist to the jaw. See, women rebel, it's no laughing matter. If you doubt that, take a look at the Black Panthers, Sojourner Truth, or Clara Frazier, or any hard sister that's been through labor. And don't forget that there with major from the woman's womb.